Every university has got its giants, of course. But those schools born around the Civil War needed bigger men than most to carve these campuses out of forest and fields, then build them to rival the world's greatest institutions. And they did it all in just a few decades. At Michigan State, that man was John A. Hanna. Hanna was a proud graduate of the Michigan Agricultural College in 1923, earning a degree in poultry science. 18 years later, he became the school's president at the ripe age of 39. Hanna's timing could not have been better. The GI Bill opened the doors for 2.2 million returning veterans nationwide. The auto industry was booming, inspiring the state citizens to dream bigger dreams for their children. And, seemingly unrelated, the University of Chicago football team dropped out of the Big Ten in 1939. Hanna cleverly exploited all three opportunities. Back when state schools were actually funded by the state, Hanna knew he needed more help from Lansing, which had always favored the flagship university in Ann Arbor. So, while Michigan President Harlan Hatcher rolled up to the Capitol in a chauffeured Lincoln Town Car, the unassuming Hanna hopped in his pickup truck to drive up Michigan Avenue to see his old friends in the State House. And that's how he got more funds for his school every time he did it. Once Hanna had put together enough money for a new dorm, he built a beautiful brick building with green trim, filled it with former GIs, then used their tuition to build the next dorm. And he kept doing it for decades. At the same time, he lobbied hard to replace the University of Chicago in the Big Ten. He had to, because Michigan's athletic director, Fritz Kreisler, was a proud Chicago alumnus who lobbied just as hard to keep the Spartans out. In 1947, President Hanna fought back by hiring Clarence Biggie Munn, who had been Chrysler's former captain at Minnesota and his former assistant at Michigan. The next year, Michigan State started an annual rivalry with Notre Dame. The Irish were only too happy to help the upstart Spartans stick it to their mutual enemy, Michigan. When the Spartans finished the 1951 and 1952 seasons as undefeated national champions, nobody could deny they were ready to start playing football in the Big Ten the next season. Hanna attended every single Spartan football game, home and away, throughout his tenure. Ripley's, believe it or not, even wrote about his streak. Hanna recognized the central role the Spartan success played in raising the profile of the former Cal College. That helped attract more state funding, more skilled students, and more first-rate professors. Hanna's three-pronged strategy transformed the 6,000-student Michigan Agricultural College into the 40,000-student Michigan State University. He had built a major research center good enough to be admitted to the prestigious Association of American Universities. And he did it all in just two decades, which might represent the fastest growth in the history of higher education. What President Hanna built has endured, surviving Michigan's turbulent economy, the Big Three's troubles, and the Spartan football team's sporadic performance. In the 45 seasons since Hanna retired, the Spartans have won only five Big Ten titles and no national crowns, but the academic empire Hanna created is as strong as ever. At President Hanna's State of the University address in 1968, he said, "The university is an integral part of a social system that has given more opportunity, more freedom, and more hope to more people than any other system." President Hanna greatly increased all three through state funding, the GI Bill, and football. Michigan State University simply would not be what it is today without President Hanna or his beloved football team.